You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
Hey, buddy, you gonna eat that sausage?
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Tell me something, my friend.
Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the role?
Ladies and gentlemen!
Your complete attention, if you please.
The Epic Film Guys Podcast. Hello, everyone. My name is Nick, and I'm one of the hosts of the Epic Film Guys podcast. If this is your first time listening, welcome. Epic Film Guys is a movie comedy podcast. We review films, we do in-depth analysis, and we like to tell a lot of raunchy jokes and have a lot of fun at each other's expense. I'm always joined by my co-host, Justin, and our very own god of podcasting, Loy Sauce. And the three of us just love to have fun and love to talk about movies, something that we're very, very passionate about. I'm Nick.
And I'm Justin, and we can't believe it's already time for the 2019 live stream for The Cure.
Thanks to our amazing peers, listeners, and supporters, last year we crushed our goal of $5,000 for the Cancer Research Institute.
The Cancer Research Institute is funding research into immunotherapy to create a future immune to all forms of cancer. Every single cent we raise goes to them. This year, we're aiming our sights even higher with our most ambitious event to date.
Join us May 17th through the 19th on twitch.tv/epicfilmguys for 40 hours of live content from us and other amazing shows who will join us to try to reach $7,500.
Please visit www.livestreamforthecure for more information or to find out how you can be a part of the event. Together, we can make a difference.
Well, this year's event is very, very special to us for a lot of reasons, but one of those reasons is Perry Johnson. Now, Perry and his wife, Lindsay, closed out the event last year. They were huge supporters of the event and huge supporters of our show. And then a few weeks before the event, Perry was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Perry, unfortunately, passed away in January, and we are thrilled to be dedicating this year's event in his honor. Joining us on Friday, the 17th, we're going to have the Take Two podcast, the Real Feels podcast, Ashley, formerly of the Rabbit Ears TV podcast, and a special segment about all sorts of music just for Perry Johnson from Matt and Evan from Nooks and Crannies, as well as Paul Chomo from the Varmints and the Play Comics podcast. Kim and Kat Stay Alive, maybe, are going to be joining us. The Varmints podcast, Paul Chomo is going to be back again talking about Bugs. Movie Reviews and 20 Qs is going to be here. Fuzzy D from Shaken Not Nerds is going to be joining us to talk about old school video games. Those nerds over there. And then A Cautionary Tale of Netflix from Dan and Caleb of Netflix and Swill. Randy and Tommy of The Miserable Retail Slave are going to be joining us, as well as some games from the Knicks cast. Heather, who does an amazing inspirational show out of New Zealand, is going to be here from Sunshine and Power Cuts. Lisa and Sam from Saskatchewan from the I Shake My Head podcast are going to be here. Rob and Alan are going to be reading us An Interrupted Tale. George Hanna is going to be bringing his new show, meanwhile, at the podcast to the show. The Cinema Guys will be here, and we're closing out Friday with a fantasy movie draft from So I Married a Movie Geek. Saturday on the event, we're picking things right up with Kate Walinga and Ignorance Was Bliss. Jason Almey from Shit Happens When You Party Naked is going to be here Saturday afternoon. That will be very not safe for work. Make sure you're prepared. And the No Ordinary Nerd podcast is also going to be joining us. And then your top 10 horror movies of all time. You can actually go to our social media right now, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Epic Film Guys, and you can vote and put in your favorite horror movie. We're going to aggregate those choices into a top 10 list we're going to discuss live on the air. Two Girls on a Bench are going to be here. Juliet Miranda from Unwritable Rant's going to be here. Melissa from Brook Reading and Sean from What Does It Matter are going to be doing a joint hour together. Julio from The Contrarians, Basic Instinct 2, going to be on the discussion docket. Mike, and Oscar is going to be joining us, and then the rails come off with Afterburn 739. Steve from Everything I Learned from Movies, Podcast Robin James Hatton from Something Something Cast, and then the Velvet Drizzle will bring his dulcet tones. Sean Ennis of Stories of Your and Yours will be reading us a story. Before we get Not Safe for Work again with Ice in the Face, Rick and Sarah are going to be joining us. Thrilled to have them. One Star Bazaar will be joining us. Dave from Super Movie Brothers will be bringing a movie cocktail based on Batman 1989. The IMDb Journey podcast is joining us at midnight out of Australia, and then wrapping out Saturday, Thoughts and Players RPG podcast. Now, Sunday the 19th is going to be really special because it is 20 years to the day that Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, was released in theaters. We're going to be doing a nice segment about that film, and then we're going to do some Star Wars trivia. Brandon and Nathan from What Were They Thinking are going to be here talking about Yuan Kazoo, and they're going to have their creator with them. Spoop Hour is going to be here, some horror comedy. Gerald Morris from Two Peas in a Pod, our favorite person on the entire planet, Emily Prokop from The Story Behind, will be here. Joey DiCarlo and the So Wizard Gang. Steve from The Podcast pre-recorded a special piece for the event, and Rolling Misadventures on Sunday. And then closing out the event, again, this event is dedicated in Perry Johnson's name, and closing out the event, just like she did last year, Lindsay Johnson's going to be here, and I can't wait to talk to her, and I can't wait to talk about how important this event is to all of us to fight cancer. Now, you can make a donation right now over at livestreamforthecure.com, or you can wait until you're on the air. There'll be all sorts of fun prizes and all sorts of fun sound effects and everything that go off whenever you make a donation. It's going to be really fun. A lot of different podcast partners are going to be giving away tons of prizes, as well as us from the Epic Film Guys. You can win swag, shirts, stickers, magnets, all sorts of stuff. And we're giving away 1 year of free Podbean. Podbean is our host for podcasting. We absolutely love them. 1 year of free Podbean and 10 subscriptions to NordVPN, 10 one-year subscriptions to NordVPN, giving away all those and more. Who knows what other prizes we're going to add, but you can see all those over at livestreamforthecure.com/prizes. We are trying to hit $7,500 this year, and we know with your help, we can absolutely do it. And the best news is that every cent that we make in the month of May, that means everything from when you're listening to this through the end of the event, every single cent is going to be doubled by the amazing benefactors of the Cancer Research Institute. So we, if we can hit our goal, stand a very, very good chance of raising $15,000 for cancer research. So we're thrilled that you decided to stop by and check out the Epic Film Guys podcast. We do hope that you'll mark those calendars May 17th through the 19th. The entire event is going to be live on twitch.tv/epicfilmguys. Please, please, please come out and support the event. Please share it on social media. Please tell as many people as you can. We're trying to get as many people packed in the doors as we can to spread the word far and far and far and wide. So that way we can make sure we maximize and hit that goal and raise a lot of really, really good money so we can continue the fight against cancer. I want to thank every single one of you out there for listening, for checking out the show. Again, if this is your first time, please subscribe and please leave us a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts if you're so inclined. If you do enjoy the show, we would really, really appreciate that. And I'm going to leave you with a special couple of blooper clips from our show so you can get a little taste of what we're all about. But I really, really appreciate you checking this out. Thank you so, so much for listening. For myself, for Justin, and for the god of podcasting himself, good old Crispy Socks Loy Sauce, thank you so, so much for listening, and we will see you at the movies.
Had a lot of smegma to it.
Did I say what I say?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Damn it.
Continue.
No, well, Nick's going to have a fucking ball editing this.
I'm sorry, I completely derailed you. I was making a stupid joke. Continue.
Well, I'm just making sure I was saying the word correctly because I.
You were.
So, fuck off. You dick.
I know. I do what I can. There's a lot of dick talk in this podcast tonight. I really feel like the lisp is just poised to sneak back in here one of these days.
I'm gone. I died a long time ago.
I do listen. Sometimes I don't know how to take you guys seriously because you like to bust my balls so much.
We most certainly do not.
I sucked a dick last night.
I don't know what that has to do with it.
I hate you. I hate you.
I have no idea what you sucking dicks has to do with anything about the Shape of Water, so.
I'm back. Puke and rally.
Give me a beer.
It just
God damn it. Every time. It never fails. Justin, we'll start with you first. Drop me a sound check.
Jack. Mm-hmm. I'm eating a Dorita. Sound. Jack Dorita.
And Loy sauce.
Check. Check. Sound. Check.
Now, Justin, I want you to listen to that. That's what a professional sounds like. Not you and you're chewing and you're choking on dicks, talking about sucking dicks last night. That's
that wasn't even a real soundtrack.
Like.
You just played the thing off the soundboard. That wasn't real. I don't have faith in Suicide Squad 2 or that other Gotham City thing they're doing with
the button. Brought up a really good point on our drive home from the theater. Why do we have to have the same characters in Suicide Squad 2?
Exactly.
The whole point of it is...
They can do new things, yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to have the same god-awful characters. You can have Amanda Waller come back, and that's all you really need. What does she do?
I want him to bring back the Enchantress as the villain so she can fucking dance and flail her arms around again.
So people are telling me, well, we're going to get to this in the second segment. We have to compare Suicide Squad to this because we're talking about two of the worst, if not the worst, comic book villains of any movies ever made. But
I wouldn't go that far.
I want examples. I'll require examples that are like significantly better. Out of this whole thing, and you know, I joke mentioned this so many times in our comment section on our Facebook page. Whenever we would post this news about the possibility of Disney buying Fox,
are you just
Fox,
posting
say,
like headshots of Ted Nugent in the Facebook page now?
God damn it!
Cool. You guys aren't doing a synopsis or anything. We're just going straight into the stuff we liked, right?
There's a war in the stars. Done. Synopsis over.
There it is. Done. We're done. Okay. All right.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, before we hang on. Already
keep that in.
Started.
That was great. It was beautiful.
All right, and we are live in 5, 4, 3, 2. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the. What the fuck was that? Good morning, everybody.
You got all smooth.
I did. I tried to be like, I'm gonna play this cool. I'm introducing the podcast like I'm hitting on it. Like,
yeah.
Hey, Epic
you got all late
podcast.
Night DJ on that. Let's get all late night DJ on it. And for your listening pleasure tonight, we have the Epic Film Guys. Delilah.
Oh, I hate Delilah. Don't even mention the woman's name. Please don't.
Hey, Justin. I am Epic Film Guy Nick.
I always want her to play a really inappropriate song, like, and he just broke up with me. And she's like, okay, we'll find something for you. And it's like, baby got back. And I just want to be, yeah, that's what I want.
Who qualified her? Who said that she was qualified enough to tell people what they should do?
I don't know. She's divorced with like 8 kids. I looked her up one day because I was like, who is this woman? And she looks like a clown.
Yeah, a little bit. Little bit.
And of course, the establishing shots of San Francisco, you just want to break out and everywhere you look, everywhere God,
there's
look.
A heart, there's a heart, a hand to hold on to. It's funny, for me especially, because I was just there.
We've got to get it. The funny thing is, like, when you follow Wayne on social media and stuff and everything, and, like, he does these amazing pencil drawings and stuff like that. Like, he did that little puppy and stuff. And I try to picture in my headspace Wayne sitting and sketching and drawing, like, this really cute little puppy, you know, with this incredible attention to detail. They're really incredible, Wayne. But, like, the whole time I'm figuring he's sketching them, being like, fuck this motherfucking cunt-ass cocksucking mother goddamn son of whore.
You know what? It's
not too far wrong.
I said the same thing about Thor Ragnarok. I said that I felt like it was a little bit overlong. I felt that if you trimmed maybe 10, 15 minutes out of that film, it would have been perfect. But that's also the third film in Thor. That's just a solo film with Thor with a bunch of other characters. All that shit's already established. You've got way, 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 way too fucking much to do to fit everything that Justice League has to do in a 2-hour runtime. I'll say it 1,000 fucking times if I have to. It was embarrassingly short. And I know it, like I said, it smacks of profit to me. It smacks of we don't have enough faith in it to think it's going to have legs or to think it's going to have explosive enough opening weekend to make us back our money. So we got to cram it in as many screens, as many theaters as possible. And I'm sorry, that's the biggest thing that killed this movie for me.
It's not as hard as, well, I can't talk about hard things. Oh my God. He seems like he wants to come out more and more and more often.
Over that button.
Let's not do it. I sucked a dick last night.
Oh, I can't do it, but just make sure you add yourself to the Hopester's dumpster.
Do it.
All kinds of chances at giveaways, digital codes, t-shirts, hangouts with Loy Sauce. We can rent him to you or basically give him to you for free for a day.
No, he'll do whatever you want. We'll rent him. I like the idea of renting him. You get a discount if you rent him for like an entire week, I guess. I don't know.
So we can make something. I like the idea. We'll make something off of him.
I sucked a dick last night.
Poor Loy Sauce.
Damn it, Loy Sauce.
Puking up in my bathroom after the Golden Globes. After he ate a bunch of Domino's and he drank a bunch of random beers.
Listen, that's what happens when you eat Domino's, all right? Cautionary tales, Loy Sauce. Cautionary tales.
They're the only ones, Nick, that will deliver to our apartment after 11 o'clock at night. So
yeah, you'd think that'd be something that they would have thought of. Like
just make this bigger. Make the mouth bigger. Like it. Fucking idiots.
The way you say make the mouth bigger makes me imagine
the lisp.
The dick being too large and the mouth is not wrapping itself around the giant dick. So make the mouth bigger. Ooh. Make the mouth bigger. I like it tight, but not that tight. Like, no teeth, man. Hashtag no teeth.
Hashtag no teeth. That's as good a time as any to count us into the show live. We're going in 5, 4, 3, 2. Help the up. Help the Elpic.
One star.
And stuff.
And stuff like that. All right. Let's go ahead and do the show nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty.
Nasty boys.
Jesus Christ.
Nasty. Nasty boy. Nasty. Nasty boy. See, now you're lucky. That's not going on the soundboard, though. Whatever you do, don't use that and put it on there. Don't do it.
We still have not got it out, so it's supposed to be cut. No fucking spoilers.
I'm so sorry.
I haven't downloaded any dodgy copies or anything like that. I just want to see it in the cinemas and get the fucking full experience, but still not out here, so I'm really waiting for that.
I'll give you one spoiler. Keanu kills a fuckload of people.
Don't lie. Don't lie. He kills like less than 10, dude.
Yeah, it's like 4.5 or so.
They're just really brutal kills. Slow kills where they take like 5 to 10 minutes where they're like super slow-mo and like the bullets going through that, like the Matrix style.
Oh, yeah.
He waterboards a couple people.
The first 45 minutes is just Keanu stabbing a dude in the eye socket.
Exactly. Same guy. I'm sorry. It's so cool, though. It's so badass.
He takes the time to, like, freeze a guy in an ice block and then, like, decapitate him.
Excellent.
His face, he looks like a goddamn albino right now.
Really? Like
an albino thug or something like that, because he's got the neck tattoo and everything, and he's got, like, this scraggly-looking beard. So it looks like if you saw an albino in an alley somewhere and they were about to shank you, that was what Justin just looked like.
You know how tan I am right now? This is very deceiving what you're seeing. Wow. I'm very tan.
I don't know, but.
Damn you! Every single time you get to a point in the show, it's literally, you have to.
It's the acid.
You need to put this in there.
It's the acid.
Why? You're doing it on purpose. It's the new thing, though. Nick has the burp when he gets to his main point.
I swear to God, I'm not doing it. It's the acid reflux. A huge, huge shout out right off the top of the bat. Jesus, it's going to be one of those nights. Just you get ready.
It certainly is.
Just you get ready.
Does the cat see that rat? I say no, no, you dirty rat. Don't be so loud. Hopester will come back. I'm telling you. Now that he's back in town, he knows there's a bottle of Jack Daniels in my fridge.
Oh, shit. That was a spacey drop. Nope. Oh, God. Oh,
I don't give a fuck because I'm not politically correct.
fuck politically correctness. Sorry, I'm being mean.
Oh, but thank
Lois
you
also
all.
Beat me. Lois also beat me with a cattail whip.
Who? What'd you say?
That Lois sauce there. He beat me last night. He told me that I was wrong because I'm politically incorrect and that I'm a piece of shit for it. So he hit me. He beat me.
Lois sauce, keep hitting him.
Yeah.
Keep beating him. It's worth it. That's a testament to 2016 in film. Or, I'm sorry, 2017.
Basically.
That's a testament to 2017 what year it is? In film. I did.
We're stinner. Hold on. He's. You'll have to cut that. More sinister.
More sinister.
Because he. Don't stop till he get enough. Don't stop till he get enough.
Because I can't. And I won't stop.
Don't stop till you get enough.
Don't blame it on the sun. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here to talk about. Phase 3 of the
Man,
Marvel
he just dropped us in cold.
Cinematic
he didn't even count
universe.
It all. I'm not even ready now.
Oh, sorry. I'm Man. Sorry.
Man.
I didn't realize you needed me to count you in.
I just wasn't ready for it. I just wasn't.
I'm sorry.
That's my fault. That's my fault.
You should have just started us off. I don't know why you're giving me a show.
You need that's to do it. You need up. To do it.
Just, man. Here, just... There we go.
Oh,
I'm
goodness.
Out. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Was that good? Like
that sounded fine. I just, okay. I just didn't. We just are so used to us counting. When you just went into it cold, I was like, "What the fuck's happening?"
Okay.
We always count it.
All right.
He's even sober.
I'm so confused.
3, 2, 1.
All right. We are gonna be live in 5, 4, 3, 2. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this episode of the Epic Film Guys podcast for Thursday, September the 8th, 2016. I am Epic Film Guy Nick.
And I am Epic Film Guy Justin. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. And we... God.
Are you all right?
I
did
don't
that opening
fucking know.
Bother you a little bit?
It did. I don't know. See, after that last week's fluke of getting one out in the first try... I just feel like it's, I don't know.
You knew that wasn't going to ever happen again, man. I told you with that fucking thing, I'm going to reach through this microphone and shove it down your fucking throat, man. Stop sucking on that thing.
All right, we are live in 5, 4, 3, 2. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this episode of the Epic Film Guys podcast for Thursday, September the 8th, 2016. And I am Epic Film Guy Nick.
I am Epic Film Guy Justin.
How are you, Justin? What the f- Oh, God.
Someday you'll find it. The Rainbow Connection.
Wow.
Jesus.
Dan, follow that up.
1-1-2-1-1-1-2-W-H-L-W-W-A-U-L-B-C.
We'll go in 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very, very much for listening to the episode. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. We'll take that again from the
fucking
top.
Fucking drunk.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you.
You already came in here this episode. Get the fuck out.
Will you give me a couple of quarters for a double cheese and then I'll leave?
All right, here you go.
You can at least put this in the outtakes. I know that Patrick Sherwood will buy 5 more shirts with my face on it if you will keep putting me on the show.
That is very true. He won't even wait for us to put a Hopester shirt out to it himself.
Yeah, so the... Bum ba da bum, bum ba da bum ba da bum ba da ba, ba da bum ba da bum ba da ba, ba da bum ba da bum ba da 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 ba da. The next film on my list.
The fuck was that?
I don't know. Whatever I want it to be. I don't know. Mason, drive over here and bring that bottle of Jack. Let's have some fun. How far are you? Where are you?
It's almost gone. Like it started halfway through, but now I got about a quarter left. So I'm feeling it.
I'm driving over there. I don't care if I have work in the morning. Fuck it. Let's get wasted.
and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Nick, you're going to cut this out. Blah, blah, blah. I have to look up this information about my drink. Yes, this is me talking to you, Nick. I'm making you edit this shit right now.
I like it. Hey, what's up, Nick? Make sure these edits are tight, son.
He better, damn it.
To bring you up to speed in one sentence, Justin, Wayne got pussy last night.
Wait, what the fuck?
Oh, also, thanks, this happened. Guys. Wait.
Is it like a, you know, sort of like this virtual
I
locker room?
I sucked a dick like, last night.
That happened too. Yeah. Believe me, there was more chance of that happening than me getting some pussy last night.
Double cheese.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you, go fuck yourself. I don't want any of that. I want some Mr. Boss. Give me that fucking rye whiskey with the apple wood taste to it.
How dare
I
should
have gotten that bottle. Fuck you.
No, I just want to hear what you have to say. Oh, I adore your thoughts.
Give you words of advice.
No.
Come on in yourself. Well,
how could I give you words of advice? You're the one that sucked the dick last night, not me, so...
Look, I think the...
I sucked a dick last night!
No, you played the wrong one.
The proof's in the pudding. I don't know what to say.
I sucked a dick
Wait a minute.
Last night.
There you go.
Now I don't know what to think.
I sucked a dick last night.
All right.
Loy sauce you got definitely the final did. Word. You definitely did, Loy sauce.
You're in the bathroom, I guess. And I'm just kind of rambling. Nick, I'm going to need your editing help here because Justin just up and left the scene, I guess.
All right. Well, my number five, I doubt, is going to make anyone else's list.
Cut that.
That's
shit
it. That's
out.
My number five.
Cut it out.
The number five blows.
You would thank you. It's a fucking honor and a privilege, guys. I fucking love you guys.
Thank you. Same for us.
So thank you. That's
thank
likewise,
you for fucking
likewise.
Being on. Now, Justin
appreciate
and I are going to double team the shit out of Tomko and Eiffel Tower his ass, but hey.
All right. DP. All right. See you guys.
Peace, man.
See ya.
So let's get around the panel here, and we'll start with Wayne. Just, you know, motherfuck. God damn it.
I did not hit her. I swear, I did not hit her. I did not.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
All right, I'm going to take that again. Ready? We're going to talk about our top five movies of the year.
Nice. Yes. Is that one of them?
That was one of them. Probably.
The big belch.
No, I just want to hear what you have to say. Oh, I adore your thoughts.
Give you words of advice.
No.
Come on in yourself.
How can I give you words of advice? You're the one that sucked the dick last night, not me, so.
Look, I think the...
I sucked a dick last night!
No, you played the wrong one.
The proof's in the pudding. I don't know what to say.
I sucked a dick
Wait a minute.
Last night.
There you go.
Now I don't know what to think.
I sucked a dick last night.
All right.
Loy sauce you got the final did. Word. You definitely did, Loy sauce.
You were thinking sponsors.
Nick licks my pee-pee.
I will hit you so fucking hard. God damn it.
All right. And everybody...
Should it be more sexy than that, though?
I don't
should
think
it be like
be.
More like should it be like we'll see you wait a minute, something just started to come out of me. I don't even know what that was.
I'm back, Puke and Ray. Woo! Give me a beer.
I'm doing the
yes,
take that every week, just take that every week and use that. Fuck that guy who actually does it in Varsity Blues. I got it. Or whatever the fuck the movie is. Who cares?
People. Fuck people. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. I'm like... Bleh, 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 bleh. I'm afraid I'm just going to say fuck a bunch of times, and that'll be my entire review of people.
I am the cream of the World Wrestling Federation, and you know the cream rises to the top.
It really is the best part of that he... I think he does it, what, like six or seven times during that interview, just produces another little thing of
cream. He just pulls out another fucking creamer.
The best part of that interview is just watch Mean Gene's face every time he pulls out another creamer, because I swear Mean Gene's like flabbergasted.
Where is it coming from?
Well, that's why I put him on my top five, and I'm like, he was just such an entertainer, man. Fuck what he could do in the ring. It was like you were just drawn to his, like, when he's on the mic, you know?
I know that Macho Man is powerbombing Jesus in heaven right now.
I said, I don't like that kitten. Now get rid of it.
Yes, I said, I don't like that kitten. Now get rid of him.
Was that your sound check?
112. 11. This is Kermit the Frog here, and checking in before we do the news brief. Miss Piggy here, are you ready to do the show?
I was really hoping you were going to do the Miss Piggy voice, too.
I don't even know if I'd be able to. I can try. I don't know, man. That's a... That's a little over my head. That's a challenge. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Why don't you do the Miss Piggy? You can figure that out. Then we could do the Miss Piggy and Kermit show. The epic film frog and piggy show. There you go.
Epic film frog and piggy show. Jesus Christ.
I'm spilling my beer on myself because the thought is just so amazing.
Jesus.
We can discuss that absolute diarrhea pile of a song that they did, that Fall Out Boy did with Missy Elliott.
We're not even going to talk about that. No, please don't.
Jesus, God. Imagine if you were forced to watch Independence Day for 3 hours straight and eat nothing but stale movie theater popcorn and really warm Coke for 3 days straight, and then the mess you would leave in the toilet after that. That's what that song is. It is horrifyingly bad. It's like ear cancer.
It is ear cancer. Oh my God, is it terrible. I'd rather take a cup full of razor blades and swallow them and literally live with the fact that I've done that and be okay with that.
All right, dude, whatever.
All righty. So, like I said, we'll roll in. We'll just do some normal bullshit and we'll welcome Mason back to the show, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We'll do it. We'll keep it fresh and we'll keep it free and we'll touch our dicks 5 times at least per segment.
Per segment. Oh, okay.
All right, per minute.
Okay, I just hold it the entire time, usually, honestly. It's just a comfortable thing for me.
A loving caress. Oh,
my favorite thing in this film, you already touched on it, actually, was that right there.
Please make that a blooper.
Right?
Oh, God.